Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, let's get to Bill. Bill Simmons joins us now. He hasn't been able to show his face anywhere in the last week. I know it's been a tough week for him, so he wanted to come back. And Bill, welcome. How are you?
I now know how the Falcons felt after last year's Super Bowl.
No, you never had a lead, though. That's the only difference. You never had
a lead. Well, that's the thing. Yeah. Well, maybe now I know how, the Panthers felt after the Broncos Super Bowl.
Yes.
Well, you kind of wander around the next morning. Your family doesn't want to look at you. It's tough. It's 0-3 versus 3-0. You laid the smack down.
You know what? It's nice of you to come back for another week. First, before we get to the pick segment, we are, and the Red Sox have not stumbled even one iota as the Yankees play well, win series, win games, and every day they look up. And a couple times last week, the Yankees were well in front. They look up, the Red Sox are trailing, and then the Red Sox come back, and the Red Sox win it in overtime, and they win it in extra innings, and they come back and do it again. And here we are with 10 games left. Your thoughts on where the Red Sox are in relation, not just to the Yankees, in relation to the American League playoffs?
So, as I told you last week, they don't really have a Game 2 or Game 3 starter that I trust. Great number one starter, great closer. Don't have that Ortiz bat that I would just bet my life on, down one run in the eighth inning, two outs, two on, like that kind of a bat. But the one thing that's encouraging, that there's a real resiliency in extra innings, which now the sabermetric guys might say extra innings would be totally random or partially random, or maybe if you play it over 200 games, it evens out. I don't know. All I know is this team in close games, tight games, high-pressure games, as the games drag on, for some reason they've been able to pull those out.
A lot of them.
14-3 in extra innings, right. And I think they've played way more extra inning games than I can ever remember a Red Sox team playing. I think they have had four games that have gone 15 innings or more.
Yep.
And that's kind of what the playoffs are like. When you play those games and it's like the 12th inning and it slows down, there's a lot of pitching changes, and that's kind of the rhythm of a playoff game. So from that standpoint, I think it's good for them. I think conversely, the Yankees, I mean, those are kind of the worst games for them. You look at their run differential, they're like plus 180, yep, plus 190 for the season, and yet they keep blowing these close games.
Well, it's funny. The one night that I remember recently that really stood out was the Yankees were – Red Sox were down two runs in Toronto, and the Yankees were one out away, and Machado hit a two-run homer off Betances and lost. The Yankees lost by a run, and the Red Sox came back and tied it up and won that night. And the Yankees could have left, could have been one game back, and instead they were still three games back. And they were still a couple games back. And the bottom line is they haven't been able to do that. And there's so many nights where the Yankees have a big lead and the Red Sox are losing, and they look up, yeah, and the Red Sox keep coming back. And I think now it's become a wearying chase. And the Yankees really, I mean, I just had Joe Girardi on, and he's like, we don't want to play this one game because they got beaten this game recently with Keuchel, but they're not going to face that kind of pitcher this time. There's going to be a lot. It's a funny thing for the Yankees. The Yankees are clearly playing with house money this year. Nobody expected them in the playoffs. But the way this year has now gone, they are a lock to play in the wild card game. They're a lock to host the wild card game. And they're going to play a team that's going to be grossly inferior, whether it's Minnesota, a bad Texas Ranger team, or even the Angels if they ever get in there. And they're going to have to win that one game. Then after that, they're back to house money again. Now, you don't have to beat the Indians, or they don't have to beat anybody else. So it's kind of tricky, but they have to win that one game, which is hard to do, although Severino has pitched really well. So they probably can beat somebody up that they'll face, if they get lucky enough to get a pitcher they can pound on in that game. But do need to win that game.
Would you spend Severino in the wild card?
Oh, they are.
Clearly inferior.
Absolutely.
Team?
Absolutely. They have.
I've always wondered, yes, about the logic of that.
They have to win the wild card game.
Rounds, I know, but if you have to win four rounds.
Right. But you see, the way they're looking at it is this year, they've got I can understand what you're saying, but their year is they didn't expect to be here this year. they have got to get through that wild card game. They lost that game with Keuchel and shut them down.
Yeah, yeah.
They need to get through that game, and then whatever happens, happens. But they're going to pitch Severino absolutely in that game. Absolutely.
It feels like Indians, Yankees, and Astros, Red Sox.
It does, and that's going to be a lot of fun. It really is.
I don't think the Astros. I'm still not that impressed.
No. I think the Red Sox can clearly win. I think it's going to be hard for the Yankees to beat the Indians, but I do think the Red Sox can beat the Astros. Matter of fact, I kind of think they will beat the Astros. I think they will.
No Pete Rose though this year. They yanked him, and rightfully so. But
I kind of liked it.
That had become the best, my favorite studio show other than the Barkley show.
You know, watching him. See, I think Barkley's too contrived, and I think they just let him say whatever he wants, and they all react like it's one in wonderment whatever he answers, whatever he says. So I'm not in love with that anymore, and I don't like it since Shaq's there anyway. But the great thing about was watching A-Rod and Rose, because you never knew what Rose was going to say, and watching those guys, especially A-Rod, react to him was hilarious, because you just never knew what Pete was going to say. You just had no idea what he was going to say.
And there was that one, I forget which playoff game, where there was the rain delay for like 35 minutes, and it almost seemed like Pete Rose didn't know he was on TV.
I'm sure he didn't.
Just, so the dynamic of all of it, I think A-Rod's really good.
He's very good. Surprisingly good.
The big revelation this year, I don't think we talked about this last time, was how incredible Romo is. Romo did the Patriots game last week. And, you know, he was calling out plays. He's making jokes and just kind of teaching me what's happening. And there's this one play where Brady just threw this inexplicable jump ball interception.
Yeah, and he knew there was 12 like guys on the field, yeah.
Romo's mean is like, there's no explanation. It had to be 12 men on the
field. Yeah, and he was right.
Sure enough, it was, but I'm so used to announcers not telling me ahead of time why there was a reason for something to happen, and to hear him just pick it out, it's kind of eye-opening. It makes you think, like, you know, I don't know why more people can't
do
it.
Well, you know, we talked about Romo after game one, and what I said was that Romo was going to revolutionize the business, because he has now changed the way, for the first time in so long, how analysts do the games. He is completely changing how they do it. Hank Stram did that a little bit in the old days. He used to say to Jack Buck, they're going to run right, because he knew the formation, and they would run right. But he has taken it now to a complete level. Oh, watch 16. He's getting the ball on this play. Boom, 16 gets the ball on the play. So,
and
he's doing a great job of that. He really, and he's got a very good personality where he's very comfortable already, very comfortable in just 2 weeks.
Early Madden. You know, especially to the 80s with him and Summerall was probably my favorite team. And I think Collinsworth, when he first came on, when people weren't sure whether he was a studio guy, and then all of a sudden he started doing games. And he's terrific, and he'll point stuff out. Like even yesterday, he's catching stuff as the play happened before they even get to the replay. He's like, I want you to watch Cooper Kupp right here. Watch this move he makes off the line. Like, that's just like a rare talent to be able to watch a game live, but then pick out the things that you talk about 20 seconds later. Romo is he might be the best that we've ever
had. He's going to be groundbreaking. He's going to revolutionize the way these guys do it, which is something that hasn't happened in a long time.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.